This is TWiT.
European regulators are gunning for Silicon Valley companies, including Google, Apple, and Facebook. Let's start with Google. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that European regulators are close to making a statement that Google is abusing its power as the dominant search engine to boost its own businesses and suppress its competitors. Lisa Fleischer is a tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal and joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to you, Lisa.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Now, who's complaining about Google and what is their complaint exactly?
This has been going on for a few years now where you have competitors. They could be Travelocity or Expedia. I meant TripAdvisor. Who say that their results are artificially pushed down in search because Google will bump up their own services. I don't usually click to the second page of search results. I'm not sure if you do. But they're trying to get that all-important above the fold, as you say. Results. So this has been, those big companies that we know and also much smaller companies, some based here in Europe, who have made complaints going back to 2010.
Now, of course, it's an old complaint and it's a very difficult one to get your, to get a handle on, because essentially Google's argument is, well, you know, if we put our, you know, product first and another product on the second page, the fact is that that other product isn't as important or big or whatever as the Google product. And then the argument in the other direction is, yeah, but the reason we're not as big is because you keep putting us on the second plane. So it's like this circular argument. But how long has Europe been investigating this? It seems like they've been after this for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. You described it just right. And the complaints have been investigated, I think, since 2010. So there's been long drawn out process, and I think lots has changed, in fact, since the first time that these complaints were lodged. There have been three attempts to settle, and each time the settlement was scuttled because of one reason or another. Most recently, some of the European nations, Germany and whatnot, thought that the settlement just wasn't tough enough. So they felt that they might have a better shot if they brought an actual case against Google. And here in Europe, just over the last year, we underwent a transition at the top of some of these organizations, a new government. And so with a new person in charge of the antitrust organization, she's going after them, it appears, to go towards a court case rather than a settlement.
I see. And one of the problems, I suspect, is that Google's market share in Europe is gigantic. I mean, you go to other markets. In the U.S., there are other, you know, alternatives like Bing and so on. And in some countries like Russia, Google isn't even the dominant player on some platforms. Yandex, for example, in Russia, Baidu in China. Why hasn't a search engine emerged in Europe? It seems like that's something that Europe could do, could have done. And why are Europeans so obsessed with Google?
That's a really good question. I was really surprised when I came here how dominant Google is. It doesn't actually really make a huge difference in my everyday life and how I feel or how the internet seems to me. But when you look at the numbers, there is a big difference. So Google is 90% has just over 90% of the search traffic on desktops, according to StatCounter. And that's compared with about 75% in the United States. And I think my guess is that, you know, and I guess this is just anecdotal, but, you know, a lot of people in the States might have had Yahoo as their homepage, or they never changed it. And I'm always surprised how many people have their homepage set to something random that they put once and never really thought about it again. Or maybe they just really like it. But I think it has to do with homepage. It's my guess.